Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And don't forget, we are on Stitcher. Go to otrwesterns.com/Stitcher. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/STITCHER, Stitcher. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is October 7th, 1954, and the title is Terror Town. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, Terror Town. Most town marshals of the Old West were fearless men who did their honest best to uphold the law and maintain peace and order. But with all sorts of people flocking to the West, it was inevitable that now and then a town would hire a marshal who was not only unscrupulous, but a born killer. Take, for example, the case of Drew Cagle, one of the deadliest men who ever drew a six-gun. As our story opens, Cagle, now marshal of the town of Sandy Creek, is walking along the town's single street. With him is a henchman, one Bud Wyatt.
These coyotes better fork over. If they don't,
you'll drill them, huh?
In self-defense, Wyatt, they'll all have a chance to draw first.
Yeah, with you the fastest gunman in the West.
Then let them pay. Well, here's Adam's store. Come on.
He's a mighty independent galoot, just like that niece of his'n. He might not pay up.
He better.
Good morning. Can I help?
Oh, where's Adams?
He's out in the back of the store. I'll call him. Uncle George.
What is it, Mary?
Marshal Cagle's here to see you.
All right. What can I do for you, Marshal?
Maybe you remember I spoke to you some time ago about paying me $20 a month for protection.
Yeah, I remember. Said I wouldn't do it.
You better change your mind, Adams. I'm here to collect.
That's an outrage. You got no right to make him pay that money.
I'm dealing with him, ma'am, not you. Well, you gonna pay, Adams?
No, by thunder.
Wyatt, draw off a dipper of that vinegar.
Sure, Marshal.
You leave that dipper where it is.
I got my orders, ma'am.
Adams, you're packing a gun. They tell me you know how to use it. And I'm going to find out.
Oh, now look, please.
Stand aside, ma'am. Unless you want to get hurt.
Here's the vinegar, Marshal.
I'm giving you a chance to draw first, Adams. You going to do it?
I'll tell you, you can't come in here and make trouble. You just...
Shut up. Since you won't draw, Adams, you yellow-bellied buzzard, you'll get this vinegar right in the face. Give her off! Now will you draw, or are you yellow all the way through?
You bet I'll draw you sidewinders.
Oh, no, Uncle George, no!
Yeah, I guess that finishes him, Cagle.
Oh, you beast, you thing!
Yeah. He drew first, ma'am. You saw it yourself.
Oh, you murderer. Maybe you've got this town scared to death, but I know a man you can't scare. And I'm going to bring him here. You.
Yeah.
Pancho. Pancho, wake up. Pancho, wake up.
The
snores of yours are shaking the whole earth.
Go.
Come on, wake up. It's time we rode to Sandy Creek to look the town over.
Pancho, awake now, Cisco. Pancho, dream, try to turn a stampede in the cattle.
It's no wonder. Your snoring sounded like a stampede. Come on, get up, Chico.
Easy, Pancho, get up.
I've heard the Sandy Creek is a tough town. I'm curious to find out just how tough it is.
We find out, Cisco.
Yeah.
I'll come to the camp, Cisco.
Oh, si. A senorita, Pancho.
A senorita, Cisco.
Whoa, boy.
We have seen the senorita before, Pancho. I cannot think just where.
What is there, senorita?
Where is there, senorita?
I'm Mary Adams, Cisco. You may remember me.
Oh, si, of course. You and your uncle live in Adobe City.
Yeah, run a store in Adobe City.
We did up to 2 years ago. Then we moved to Sandy Creek. I'm here to ask you to help me, Cisco.
Of course, senorita.
That fiend of a Marshal Cagle shot down my uncle because he wouldn't pay the Marshal $20 a month.
For what?
For no reason at all, Cisco. The Marshal just levied that amount on every storekeeper in town. And when Uncle George refused to pay...
Poor senorita.
Pancho, there is no need for you to cry, too.
Francisco wouldn't find it in a senorita cry.
Quieto. You mean, senorita, that this Marshal Cagle shot down your uncle without giving him a chance?
Well, he told him to draw first, but the Marshal's a deadly gunfighter. It was just murder.
I've heard of this Cagle. He's a bad hombre, according to reports. Are you sure your uncle was killed, senorita?
Well, I guess so. I was so upset, Well, anyway, I sent for the doctor, but Cagle said he wouldn't let the doctor see Uncle George.
He said that?
Yes.
Pancho, get our horses saddled at once.
Yes, go at once.
Senorita, you go back to town as fast as you can. Attend to your uncle if he is still alive.
All right, Cisco. You'll be there soon, won't you?
You can depend upon that.
Come right to the store. Yeah.
What do you do, Cisco?
Making sure my guns are in good working order, Pancho. For today, I know I'm going to need them.
Wait a minute, Doc. Where are you going?
Where? I understand I'm needed at George Adams' store, Wyatt.
Well, I wouldn't go in there if I was you.
What do you mean? Why not?
I mean just that, Doc. Marshal Cagle would just as soon you didn't.
Did he say that?
Yeah. Oh, he didn't make a point of it. He just kind of left it to me to decide.
Suppose I do go into that store.
Well, then I'm afraid I'm going to have to take a pot shot at you, Doc.
Well, I'm going into that store, Wyatt. Pot shot or no pot shot?
Suit yourself, Doc.
Where's Cagle? I want to talk to him after I tend to George Adams.
I don't rightly know where he is.
Well, when you do see him, you can tell him this for me. You can say a lot of us here in Sandy Creek are getting mighty tired of his high-handed ways. That goes for you, too, Wyatt.
That's so.
You better watch your step, both of you. That's all I got to say.
Better watch our steps, huh? I'll show that sawbones. Why, I'll drill him right in the back and then... Ah, here comes that girl. I better not. She'd be a witness.
Whoa, boy. Hanging around here, Wyatt. Well, you can go tell Marshal Cagle he'd better get out of town in a hurry. Because the Cisco kid's on his way in.
Where's the store, Cisco?
Right ahead of us, amigo. There's Senor Adams' name on the front of it. Hold on.
Hold.
Now, we'll see what is what.
We'll see what. Yes. What we see.
How is your uncle, senorita?
Oh, the doctor says he's got a chance, Cisco. I'm so happy about it. I thought he...
Si, I understand, senorita.
This is Dr. Lee, the Cisco kid and Pancho.
Buenos dias, doctor.
Buenos dias, doctor.
Glad to know you, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
Gracias.
I've heard a great deal about you both.
Gracias. May we help you carry Senor Adams to his bed?
Yeah, if you will, Cisco. He's still unconscious, but I believe he's got a good chance to recover. Once I probe for and get that bullet out.
Bueno, we'll help you all we can, Doctor. Then perhaps you will tell us where we can find this Marshal Cagle.
Hey, Cagle.
What's the matter, Juarez?
I've been looking for you.
And right here in the cafe. Yeah, you're looking worried.
Yeah, well, maybe I've got reason to. The Cisco Kid just got into town.
Cisco, huh?
Yeah. He's the one the Adams girl rode out of town to get. She must have gone to his camp.
How'd she know he was anywheres around here? I didn't even know that myself.
I don't know. People coming into the store from the ranches probably saw him at camp and talked about it at the store. Anyway, he's here, and the chances are he's coming after you, Cagle.
Did you see Cisco ride in?
Yeah, him and the fat partner of his. They're over at Adams' store now.
All right. I ain't in any hurry about meeting up with Cisco. I'll let him worry a while. I got some more collections to make down at the other end of the street. I'll go tend to them, then I'll come back. And I'll come shoot. If you have a chance, Wyatt, you can tell Cisco that.
Go to the cafe now, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. Be very careful. There are 5 or 6 gunfighters among those hombres.
And you walk right into the gang, Cisco, huh?
I have no choice, amigo. By now, those hombres must know the senorita rode to our camp to ask our help. This move is ours. To hesitate even one little bit would be fatal.
Cisco never hesitates, Cisco.
In this country, Pancho, one cannot. Therefore, if I act tough in that cafe, you will understand why.
Cisco put on what you call the bluff.
Word is as good as any.
Uh-huh.
Keep your back to the wall near the door, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
If Kegler's in here, perhaps the whole matter can be settled right now.
With the guns, Cisco?
With the guns, Pancho. Uh-huh. It's the only language coyotes of that kind understand. I am looking for Marshal Cagle. Is he here?
No, he ain't.
Where is he?
You'll find out soon enough, Cisco.
I want a different answer, hombre, and I want it at once. You understand?
It's kind of dangerous to go around slapping faces in here, Cisco.
So? It's never dangerous to slap the faces of rats like you.
By thunder, I'll...
Well, you're going to draw? I'm waiting. Has anyone else anything to say? Very well. Now you. Where is Cagle?
He went down the street, Cisco.
When he gets back, tell him his hours in this town are numbered. Tell him that if he is here 1 hour from now, I'm coming after him. You understand, Mavericks?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Come, Pancho, and back out the door.
Yes, si, Cisco. Tough hombres, but Cisco tough.
Well, it's going to be a gunfight, boys. There's no other way out of it.
And so Cisco lays down the law to Marshal Cagle. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, Terror Town. When Mary Adams brought word to Cisco that her uncle had been shot down by Drew Cagle, marshal of the town of Sandy Creek, for refusing to pay tribute, Cisco at once rode to town. In the cafe where he looked in vain for Cagle, he told the marshal's henchman that unless Cagle was out of town inside an hour, he, Cisco, was coming after him. Now, having left the cafe, our friends are on their way back to Adams' store.
Cisco think Cagle leave the town?
Probably he will not, Pancho. Cagle has the reputation of being not only a bad, but a fearless hombre.
Pancho leave the town if Pancho thinks Cisco after him.
Well, I'm not after you, amigo. But someone must take this town marshal in hand.
Yes, Cisco do it.
Come on, let us go into the store, Pancho.
Yeah, we go into the store.
Did you have
have any trouble with the marshal, Cisco?
I did not see the marshal, senorita.
But the marshal heard about Cisco, senorita. Cisco slapped a hombre's face. Slap, slap.
Pancho, we will not talk about that. How is your uncle, senorita?
Oh, I think he's better, Cisco. Well, the doctor's just coming out of his room now.
Will Senor Adams recover, doctor?
I think so, barring the unforeseen, Cisco. I've got to go on back home now.
But, doctor, I...
Yes?
I wish you could stay here. That Cagle and Wyatt, they might shoot you down.
Oh, I don't think so, Mary.
I will walk to the doctor's home with him, senorita.
Oh, no need of it, Cisco.
Nevertheless, if you have no objections, I will go with you. The senorita is right. Those hombres are in an ugly mood. Pancho, you stay here.
Si, Cisco.
Just in case that Cagle hombre should decide to call around here again.
What's everybody so quiet all of a sudden for? You, Wyatt. What's the matter?
Well, nothing's the matter, Cagle. It's just that...
That what?
The Cisco kid was here.
Here in the cafe?
Yep. He came in here looking for you, Cagle. I told him you'd gone down the street.
Go on. What's the rest of it?
Well, Cisco said if you was here in town in an hour, he was coming after you. And if I was you, Cagle, I'd take that advice and get out.
Why, you buzzard! No! I never run from anybody in my life, and I ain't starting in now. When I get through with the Cisco kid, he'll be stretched out on a slab.
Well, that's up to you, Cagle. Hey, here goes Cisco now, walking down the street with the doc.
Yeah, I see him. So help me, he'll never walk back up that street. Wait a minute. I ain't got that $20 from Adam's store yet. Right now would be a good time to go and get it. I'll show that Cisco kid he can't fool with Drew Cagle.
You know, this time Marshal Cagle, he a bad hombre, senorita.
He's more than just bad, Pancho.
Oh.
And now he's in his marshal. He's just taken over everything, and we can't get him out.
Cisco get him out, senorita.
You have great confidence in Cisco, haven't you, Pancho?
Nobody likes Cisco, senorita. And nobody could ever be like Cisco.
Yes. I know how wonderful he is.
Cisco tell Pancho, jump over cliff. Pancho jump. And Cisco tell Pancho, jump into a deep river. Pancho jump.
I'm sure you would, Pancho. There's only one man more wonderful than Cisco.
More wonderful than Cisco?
Well, to me, Pancho, yes. That's Dr. Lee.
Oh, Pancho understand. You're a fine senor, Dr. Lee.
Yes. Oh, but what am I talking about? Oh, this must be Cisco coming back.
That sound like the way Cisco walk. It's not Cisco, senorita. It's a Cagle hombre.
Oh, good heavens. What do you want now?
I'm just calling for that $20 I didn't collect.
Senorita, not give the hombre the monies. Not give the hombre nothing.
You better keep your trap shut.
Pancho, I got the trap to shut, but Pancho tells
you... Get out of my way.
Oh, no, please, don't have any trouble with him, Pancho.
I said get out of my way.
Pancho, stay where Pancho is.
All right, then, hombre, go for your gun.
Oh, no, no!
Pancho, not go for the gun. Pancho, fight you with a bare fist, hombre.
Oh, no, you won't. Now I'll just help myself to that 20, and you can tell Cisco I collected.
Wait, Senor Doctor. Did you hear that shot?
Oh, I thought I heard something, Cisco, but I was talking and
it was a gunshot and it came from the direction of the store. Perhaps we had better go back.
Yeah, by all means. I wonder what that shot could have meant.
Do not know for sure, Doctor, but I hope it is not what it could be.
What do you mean?
I hope that Cagle hombre did not go back to the store.
Finish off George Adams?
That is what I'm afraid of. Come, let us get there.
Mary's all right. Great Scott.
Come here. Pancho.
Cagle shot him down, Cisco.
Stand aside, Mary. Let me get a look at him.
So Cagle shot him down.
He came back after the money that Uncle George refused to give him. Pancho got in his way and he just shot him down.
Is Pancho... Is he dead, Doctor?
No, he's not dead, but... Mary.
Yes?
Mary, hand me that knife on the counter. I want to cut away some of this cloth around the wound.
All right.
Now you might get me a basin of water.
I'll get it right away, Doctor.
What do you think, Doctor? Have you no idea if the wound is fatal?
Oh, I won't say it's fatal, Cisco. I can't tell yet. Certainly, it's very serious.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho, amigo. I'm right here.
Pancho, I can see you, Cisco.
I'm right here, Chico.
You not hurt, Cisco?
No, I'm not hurt, Pancho.
Then, Pancho, happy. Pancho, afraid you hurt, Cisco. Pancho, happy. Pancho.
Here's the water, Doctor.
Oh, thank you. What can I do to help you, Doctor?
Well, nothing right now, Cisco. I don't want to move him just yet.
How soon will you need me?
Well, you could help in, say, 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Yeah. Very well. I will be back here.
Where are you going, Cisco?
I have a job to do, Senorita. I hope it will not take long.
All right, hombre. Get that buzzard of a marshal out into the street. Pronto!
Hey, you better get under cover. It's going to be gunplay.
Come out into the street, Kegel, or I will come in after you.
Oh, I'll come out. Here I am, Cisco. What are you going to do?
Kegel, you have gone too far in this town. I left you a message to leave. You did not leave. Now I'm going to make sure you do.
Right where you are, Cisco.
See, for a moment. Long enough to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to kill you, Kegel. I do not kill. But I'm going to give you the beating of your life. Keep your hands away from those guns till I finish talking.
Go on. I'm listening.
If you do not leave then, I'm going to have the men of this town ride you out on a rail. You'll be lucky indeed if they do not lynch you.
All right. You gotta go for your gun, Cisco, or I'll gun you down.
You first, hombre. I'll draw after you. Well, I'm waiting.
You sure won't have to wait long. I'm drawing now.
By thunder! He shot that gun out of Cable's hand.
I'll be some brains out of that suit.
Hey, you talk big, hombre. Talk alone is not it.
That's just what I'm aiming to do.
This is for shooting Senor Adams. Hombre! This is for shooting Pancho. That blow hurt him.
So will this one. And this one.
And finally, this one. There. All right, get up on your feet, Marshal. Now, you are going to get out of town.
Yeah, I will, Cisco.
After you pay back the money you have stolen from these people.
Yeah, I'll pay them back.
See, you will. And then you will get out of town under escort. An escort that will take you to the prison in Adobe City. Now, you, Wyatt. You are leaving town too, perhaps, eh?
Oh, yeah, right away, Cisco.
And the rest of you, Sidewinders.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see that you do, at once.
Yeah, this calls for celebration, Cisco.
No, senor. Gracias. But this is no time for celebration for me. I must get back to Pancho at once.
We both should be very thankful, Cisco. Uncle George and Pancho are both nearly well.
See, I am thankful, Senorita. I know you are, too.
And I can't begin to tell you, Cisco, how grateful we all are to you.
Well, there's no need to be, Senorita.
Oh, but we are. The whole town is. Dr. Lee was saying just last night he wished you'd settle here.
Dr. Lee is very kind. But Pancho and I never stay in one place for long.
I know. But, you will come back when I,
You and the doctor are married?
Yes.
Indeed we will, Senorita. I will ride many miles indeed to kiss the bride.
That's a promise. And, meanwhile, Cisco.
See?
This is to make sure you keep your promise.
Gracias, señorita. Dr. Lee is a very lucky man.
Cisco?
Si, Pancho.
Aren't you glad to ride again? It's good to be out in the air.
Oh, of course it is, Chico. You had quite a bad time, but now you are fully recovered.
Yeah, Pancho feel much better now.
You are more like the same old Pancho again. You feel perfectly all right, amigo?
Well, Pancho feel pretty much all right. But one little thing worry, Pancho. Pancho feel a little, how do you say it?
You feel a little dizzy?
No, Cisco. Pancho, I feel dizzy. Pancho feel a little,
Maybe tired?
No. Pancho, I feel tired. Is that the other word? Pancho, I can think of it.
Well, now, wait. Let me see.
Oh, Pancho, remember now. Pancho feel a little 7 days.
A little 7 days? Well, how's that, Chico?
Pancho feel a little weak.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.